I do believe even the original video was orchestrated by this government, and the immediate quote-unquote counter video also orchestrated by them to divert attention from what was happening in our country, to shift blame to me because they view me as the primary opposition. The reality is our president is not leading. Three of his senior officials were sanctioned by the U.S. government. He promised an investigation. We are going to hold him to that. We want to know what the outcome of that investigation is so that these officials can be prosecuted if warranted. And you and I know that the United States government would not make these accusations, would not sanction these individuals unless they have proof.
So, Mr. Cummings, the original video in which it is alleged that the We Are government had set up a militia somewhere in the southeast for the purpose of helping him to win, you are saying that it could be the government itself that has produced that video. Is that correct?
I believe it's possible, and we should not rule that out. And by the way, I don't believe the government has denied the allegations. All they have done is accuse the opposition, in this case me, of putting the video out. But again, let me be emphatic that we did not put out that video. And what I'm saying to you, that it is possible that is all part of their propaganda to put out that video so that I'm blamed and then issue a counter video against me.
And so what's your own reaction, therefore, to the video against you that has been released? We don't know who released that video, but it is making accusations against you. What's your own reaction?
I believe certainly the video against me has been issued by the government, by President Weah and his political operatives. And everything in there is baseless, is untrue. I did not bring sanctions against President Weah and his government and his ministers. Look, let me remind you and your listening audience that the U.S. ambassador to Liberia during his confirmation hearing talked about corruption in Liberia. When Dana Banks, the assistant national security advisor at the White House for Africa, came to Liberia for the Pasadena events, she talked about corruption in Liberia. Linda Thomas Greenfield, U.N. ambassador to the United Nations, spoke about corruption in Liberia. This is an ongoing theme by the Americans to point out the stealing and corruption that's happening by the Weah government.
Mr. Cummings, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James. All the best.